Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
23.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather's getting better.
Yeah. Very windy. Like
today, yes.
People were like bracing themselves against the side.
Damn,
of the
now
buildings.
That's something I would have enjoyed. Remember that we did that in Croatia when we walked out, and it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like trying to have a conversation, and the conversation, it just got harder to talk to each other, and we kept working harder at it, you know,
yes.
Talking. And then we realized, oh, there's like these straight line 50 mile an hour winds
that's
coming directly at us.
Yes.
And neither one of us realized that was the problem.
That was the blocker.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
Until one of us like almost fell over or something. Then it's
yes.
Like, oh,
yes.
That's actually yes. Hard to talk right
because
now.
Because I remember this is also like the time where I'm not a good surfer, but I was surfing and I saw a shark within 10 yards, probably 5 yards actually. We're going to go with 5 yards max.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say even three. maybe four. Okay, that's not the point. Anyway.
That's 4 meters for you metric system users.
Yes. And okay, that's like, I wasn't in an area that was prone to sharks. Why would I do that? I of all people, am full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I'm even to the point in my life where I could teach myself to do this and get to a point where I know how to do it well enough to paddle out and not look like a moron. Why would there be a shark? I mean, this isn't an area where they don't have sharks. They
uh-huh.
really don't. That's one of the reasons I picked it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, let's just make sure that there are as few risks as possible.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not like this physically gifted person.
Uh-huh.
But there it was. I'm like, well, of course there'd be a shark. Of course. And believe me, there's a difference between a dolphin and a shark.
Okay.
Also, the water that day was very murky, which it usually never was in this area. And it was hot, like, not hot. It'd be like warm and cold, like so areas of, so the water was disrupted, the whole area was disrupted,
okay,
by some weather occurrence, but I'd never seen it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a stingray was underneath me, okay, which is totally normal there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just look, but I whipped my legs up. I was basically kneeling on a board that you don't kneel on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that. And I remember saying to the person I was with, I'm like, why am I doing this? I never do this. Why am I doing this? That's strange that I would be doing this.
Uh-huh.
I remember just acknowledging it in that moment. And I'm like, that's legitimately weird that my legs are up like this. Because I've never done that when I see a stingray. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
They're way down there. They're just pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an accomplishment for me too, by the way, to actually be able to deal with
to
that.
To think that stingrays are
yes,
just these pretty.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, oh, okay. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much, I'd say within a half an hour, maybe 20 minutes of that, my friend was over yonder, pretty
uh-huh.
far away. Not pretty far away. It's hard to describe that. I would say she was probably 10 yards away.
Okay, so she was further than from you.
We were about 10 yards from each other.
Okay.
The shark was between us, and it had a very straight dorsal fin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was big. It was high.
Uh-huh.
And it was moving differently.
That's so creepy.
It was very evident. And so at first, and she said she had the same experience of this too, that we're just like, huh, oh, that's not good. But we just sat there.
God.
And then she said the same thing. She's like, she said this first. She's like, I realized that, oh, this is real. I have to do something about this. And that's exactly the same feeling I had. It's like, oh, shit, this is happening to me. This isn't online. This is real. I didn't look this up because I thought it'd be interesting. It's me. Good God, let me get the fuck out of here. But don't make a ruckus. Don't make a lot of movement.
God, that's so scary.
And luckily for me, I'd been working out a lot because paddling is hard for me. That's probably hard for a lot of women, but especially me. I don't
upper
have much.
Body,
yeah, so I did
hard.
So much working out before this trip so I could paddle easier. Plus, I have asthma. And I just stick my inhaler in my bathing suit or my, like if I have a rash guard on, I just stuff it under there. But,
God,
I paddled so fast, feet way up high, so nothing was dragging in except my arms. Oh my God. And I got in. Of course, she didn't do the working. I said, it made a huge difference. You should work out. Just try it. I even got her a medicine ball and, you know, she didn't work out. So she was going slow. And you know how I was feeling? I'm like, you know, that sucks for you. Survival. I was just staying there like, oh, that sucks for her.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, it's really kind of revealing. I thought, okay, at worst, I can throw the board out. She can pull onto that and I can pull her in, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but I felt like, but she got in and she was a swimmer. So she was a swimmer in high school. But then we were both shaking.
Uh-huh.
And we just looked at each other. We didn't say a word. And then we walked up, climbed up the rocks and got to the top. And then we saw this innocent family from Australia who had just arrived with children.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, God. And they were coming right up to us. I'm like, I have to tell you because you have a kid. I'm going to tell you we saw a shark out there just now. That's why we're in. I've never seen a shark here before.
Uh-huh.
I don't think this is common at all. But I would feel like awful if I didn't tell you because you have a child. And the dad was so mad.
God.
Because he wanted to go play in the water.
What a
piece. They just got off the plane. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Exactly. Like,
should I not tell you? Yeah, I just couldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, that's
But the mom, you could tell the mom was really grateful.
Yeah.
I've spoiled your fun, but good God.
You know,
you're supposed to suppress that.
You know what would spoil his fun more? The shark
kid getting mauled.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that happened. We didn't really talk much on the drive back to the place. Then I Googled it. There it was. Okay, so it's a giant hammerhead, okay? That is very specific to this giant hammerhead. The only sharks I know that are in that area from being there previously would be a hammerhead.
Mm-hmm.
You might see something else, but that would be the one that would be there, right? What's their number one food staple? Stingray. I'm like, okay, I that happened.
Uh-huh.
That means we can't go in tomorrow.
Right.
It's like, I don't know, but we did. We went in, not the next day, the day after.
Jeez.
I can't believe I did that. I've
I
never
can't
imagined
believe it
either. And then I said this to someone, this adult student in my one of my drawing classes. It was a college at a university. And this kills me, okay? When people will say, oh, well, they're not prone to biting or eating people. I'm like, you aren't going to think that if you're out there.
No, you jump in.
It's huge.
Yeah. You want to chance it? Be my guest.
And I always feel like kind of dumb when they say, oh, yeah, you're right. Well, what am I thinking? I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, really? Oh, really? So the average idiot is going to go out there and they're just going to be fine. Because surfers aren't fine with that.
No. They just want to tell you.
That's a genuinely good story. I rarely have a good story. Maybe I have a lot of good stories.
They're,
I just don't tell them.
They're overcompensating for a lack of adventure in their own lives.
So or she's kind of like a marine biologist or something. It's like, but I'm not.
Yeah, well.
And neither is anyone in this class. So
no.
They're probably all these marine biologists who listen to Girlfriend Translator. Just kidding.
Can't imagine that just statistically there are many.
Is that worth 10 minutes of Girlfriend Translator, that
yeah,
little
we'll
shark thing?
In. We'll keep it in. I'll skip the plea to leave a review. And we can
oh,
just
no,
jump
don't.
Into the questions.
Don't. That's so important.
Well, I'll leave it at the end. Okay. And I already alluded to it, so that kind of is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I want to start with a listener question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one comes from Brian. He says, okay, so I'm going to use a fake name for my girlfriend, Lana. So sometimes.
Well, good. Do that. That's smart.
So sometimes I speak to my girlfriend's best friend since we are kind of friends anyway. And she just got really upset with me for not referring to my girlfriend. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. She just got upset with me because she doesn't like when I refer to my girlfriend as mine or my Lana. And she says that it makes her uncomfortable and for us not to call each other that.
Huh?
Why is this? And does anyone know what is this friend's problem?
The stick up her ass? I would check to see if there's anything poking her pants. Because what a... Screw her. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. None of your business. Oh, she's an idiot.
Can you think of any reason why
no,
that
my,
would bother
you know what
person?
That makes me do? It's a question my girlfriend. Like, why are you friends with this weirdo? Are you going to turn into this?
Right.
Which I think is wise.
Can you think of any single reason why a person would be offended if you called
them? Of course.
Why?
Because of this hypersensitive, idiotic words of violence crap.
But how would that, like, even like, oh, you know, my Brian or my...
Well, why not? She's probably looking for it everywhere. Which is kind of why we do this.
Right.
Because we think it's stupid.
Yes.
And it is stupid.
Yes.
And if there is a shred of that in the girlfriend, I bet she's going to be a bomb, a big bust. Because people, you cannot be with weak people.
No.
It's not in your best interest to be with weak people. And I don't mean, like, really aggressive, assertive people necessarily. I don't think that has anything to do with weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are many introverted people who are also very principled and will speak when necessary.
Yeah.
And aren't wimps.
Okay.
I'm one.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. It's like, well, you're one. You're kind of it. You're the picture of that. Like, you're not afraid at all to say what you think, but you don't do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you? And I don't either. I sound like I do, but I don't.
Well, this is our, you know, it'd be weird if you didn't, in your own creation, express your opinion freely.
It could be very easy for people to think that I'm outgoing and I'm
not. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not.
True.
I just don't engage.
Mm-hmm.
But I will with stuff like this because it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree. That one just...
She sounds like the most awful person you'd ever have at a party.
Don't call her your...
Like the little citizen cop of words. Like, people are so annoying.
Yeah. But
they're
like
parasites.
What is even the chain of logic in her head that makes that, like, is it, oh, you're being possessive of her? Like, what? Like,
of course.
Okay, because I'm...
Oh, it's chauvinistic, some bullshit.
Yeah, because I'm like, how would you even... Like, it took me, like...
Well, but don't you see this everywhere?
Yeah.
And do you wonder the same thing?
I do.
I'm like, what the hell? Do you like being the most annoying person in every room you walk into? Or do you just walk into rooms full of people like you?
Exactly.
And is that fun?
Exactly. Everyone just...
Can't they just keep doing that and leave us alone?
Yeah, they're tripping over each other to see who can be, like, the least offensive in their speech.
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather not. Life is short.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I got a disease or someone I know was get ill or injured or dead or... I would hate myself for wasting my life being so self-absorbed and petty.
Yeah.
Because I like the way people are different. I like all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would just... That little twit was so out of line to even talk to you about your relationship.
Yeah.
Unless she was being nice, helping you. If you had a question, you know, sometimes a friend can be really helpful. But you do not have any right to interfere with your friend's relationship. What if she's getting beaten? Duh, you idiot. Of course. That's different. This absolute thinking, too, is weird. It's like, you don't know that's different. I have to actually spell that out.
Right.
That makes you even dumber.
It does.
That's a you problem. It's like, well, yeah, that would be an exception. Do you know what an exception is? Like, oh,
no,
God.
I don't.
Then you need to be... in a, like, adult daycare situation. Which would be fine by me.
So that's what we think.
We'll tell them it's the world.
So that's what we think of your girlfriend's friend, Brian.
Or they'll like it if it's a COVID concentration camp. Uh-oh. Can't say the word concentration with camp.
Well.
And COVID. Oh, I'm off now. I'm off all media.
The CCC.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, it doesn't...
They'll run to the COVID camps.
Yes.
Because it'll keep them safe.
Yes. Oh, God. That's what we think of your girlfriend's friend, Brian.
So, and I also, by default, think your girlfriend's probably dumb if she's friends with her. Yes, I mean that. I'm not going to stay friends with someone who acts like that.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
They're going to become annoying.
Yes.
Don't let them in your world. Let them be in their own world, each other's worlds. I bet they don't like each other, but they must because they're always together. Oh, because they can just sit there and go, and just gossip. It's like a really obnoxious click.
Yes.
And it makes you feel dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
So maybe, I don't know, take that filter and apply it to your girlfriend, Brian.
Well, no. What would you do?
Well, I would think the friend was an idiot.
I would go straight to my friend and be like, what's wrong with you? Don't talk to him that way.
Yeah.
I like it when he does that.
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
Leave my boyfriend alone.
Yeah.
Because that's rude and embarrassing.
Is. It's embarrassing, yeah.
If I were the girlfriend, I'd be so mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't talk to him. Don't talk about my relationship with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No.
It's personal, it's private, and it's between them.
I agree. Ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
This one comes from RevRev4405.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Girlfriend and Mom See It Differently. So hi, Reddit. I'm 22 and I hate coming here for these things. So my girlfriend of 9 months, who's 20, has been pointing stuff out that my mom says during our time that she's at my house. I live at home still and plan by the end of the year to go elsewhere. I really appreciate that I've been able to save some money here.
Mm-hmm.
The things my girlfriend pointed out about my mom, who's 57, are things like disrespectful jabs towards me, guilt trips, and kind of controlling behavior. It took about 4 months into our relationship for my girlfriend to be comfortable pointing these things out, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Also, the times that my mom and my girlfriend have spent together, my girlfriend will later say it's awkward, and my mom comes off as controlling. Comments towards me and my girlfriend include, "Are you sure you can afford that? I don't think even a really good salary could solve that problem."
Oh, boy.
She said to my girlfriend once, "So you just came over to fuck my son?"
Oh, my God!
And then 2 weeks ago, she said to me, "You're 22. What the fuck do you know about raising a puppy?"
Whoa! Oh, my God. That's abusive.
Yes. A lot of times, these comments go through my ears, and I don't really register them, which is an old coping habit I made especially for her.
Dump mom, stick with the girlfriend.
I don't think my mom has ill intentions.
Yes, she does.
But these comments are blatantly disrespectful.
What would make you think someone had ill intentions then? That's what I'd like to know.
No kidding.
No, that's how you know. That's how we know. Oh, I'm sorry, it's your mother.
Yeah.
She's just a person who happens to be your mother also.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unnatural for a mother to feel that way about her child.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Exactly.
And it's your mother.
Exactly.
We all think that. Oh, it can't be my. We don't mean to. But Jesus, she's got problems.
Upon further reflection, I'll realize how rude these comments were, and I'll confront my mother about that. She'll then feel really bad about it for a couple of days and apologize. So my girlfriend sees these comments as disrespectful, as she's trying to set boundaries with her own parents.
Good for her.
And she kind of finds it difficult because I don't fully know how to confront my mother about these things yet. It's harder because I live here still.
Yeah, well.
My mom feels backstabbed because she thought that everyone was good with her and feels her like
mother,
she did nothing wrong.
That mother is so immature.
As I talk to her, she's open and receptive but still takes the victim mentality.
Dump the mom.
Mm-hmm.
What? You mean break a relationship between a son and a mother? Yes, an abusive mother.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's verbal, physical, any kind. I mean, that's just... I don't care if it's your mother, your friend, your dog. Dogs don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave dogs out of this. Your uncle, your teacher, there's no excuse.
No.
It shouldn't matter who they are to you. As a matter of fact, if it matters at all, it should matter more that it's your own mother talking to you that way, discouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to really control you.
Yeah.
But manipulative.
It's very manipulative.
It's passive aggressive. Your girlfriend is 100% right.
Yeah.
Don't blame your girlfriend because your mother's going to try to get you to blame the girlfriend.
Absolutely.
She's going to manipulate you into thinking that it's the girlfriend, and it's not. So don't fall for that trap.
Absolutely.
Get out as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And try not to have contact with your mom very much. That's what I would say, so you don't get in these confrontations.
Yeah.
I don't think that you have to confront her all the time. I think that's very painful for you,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think it's necessary, and I think people like that bait you. They will bait you.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to get upset. They want attention.
Mm-hmm.
She's insecure,
mm-hmm.
and who cares why?
Mm-hmm.
It. She's your mother. Yeah, I know. You're going to have a lot of mixed feelings about that. The bottom line is, anyone who treats you that way doesn't want what's best for you.
No.
If that changes, let her do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Let her come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to her. Don't fall for the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Parents like that will use their role as your parent, which is, we are all susceptible to being vulnerable to that, which is why you stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
If they care enough, they will come to you. They will work with you. They will go by your schedule because they will know that they've been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out wrong. There are no excuses.
I agree.
Don't make excuses. That's no one has the right to treat people that way. Maybe once by mistake or, you know, when you've had a bad day, you say something. That's not what this is.
No, it's a pattern of behavior.
Yes. And the girlfriend loves you clearly mm-hmm. and doesn't want to see you hurt.
Yeah.
So she sounds wonderful to me.
I agree.
And she waited 4 months. She's smart. She has boundaries. She's a good catch.
Yeah.
Until she turns. But if she doesn't, right now she sounds wonderful to me.
I agree.
She's really intuitive,
mm-hmm.
very perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, especially a son, because the sons of mothers, they're so, they can be so protective. The mother will play off that.
Mm-hmm.
A good mother never would.
Mm-hmm.
A semi-good mother never would.
Yeah.
A bad, this is shitty. I don't care what she's done. I'm sure she has done good things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how you do good things for your children because you genuinely mean it. Not so that you have leverage to cover your ass when you do something bad.
Yeah.
So using how good you've been over here when you know you're an idiot over, you don't do that if you really mean well.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother doesn't have good intentions. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean she's never had a good intention. That doesn't mean that she's always acting like that. It's not the time she acts like that. It's that she flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's torture for a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what messes with their head.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let, she's sending negative messages. Like, why would you, that is not instinctive for a parent to, they understand that they're preparing that child for the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And to think otherwise is delusional. That isn't normal. I don't care what any mother, I'm sure that like it's hard to see your kids leave home, but you don't express that to them.
Mm-hmm.
They need you to push them out, you know?
Yeah.
Not in a mean way, but to be encouraging,
yeah.
To believe in them. And you have to, as a parent, even though I'm not a parent, I'm a human,
mm-hmm.
but I believe this as a human, with friends, my own family, students. Your job, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It just isn't. In those situations, it's about what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
What's best for the world.
Yeah.
Well, what's best for the world is people who are confident, secure, with a healthy amount of fear, but a sense of adventure and some optimism about their future and their life. They're going to be scared too, but you don't promote fear.
No.
That's gross.
It is. It really is.
And narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
So your girlfriend's right. Listen to that girl. She's anybody who supports you, and you can tell the difference. She's not running around telling you what a hero you are.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be a lie too.
Mm-hmm.
She's seeing something, probably not wanting to say anything, but knows she has to
mm-hmm.
if she really loves you.
Yeah.
And it's, boy, is that a hard, you, the minute you do that, get between the child and the parent, it's really a good chance it's all going to go bad, but you should do it anyway.
Yeah.
If it's something like this, because you love that person. If you love them, you don't want to see them discouraged. And you know that's not right. It's not right to tell someone you love them and then discourage them.
No.
That's not right. That's objectively weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that your mother is selfish.
I think so too.
And she's using her power as your mother
mm-hmm.
to manipulate you. And exploit that.
Yeah.
How bad is that? Is that a bad intention? She won't admit to this.
Yeah.
And that's part of the weakness of her character.
Mm-hmm.
She can get better, but often they never do. So don't expect it to happen and don't think you can fix it. Don't ever buy into that because you'll tell yourself you can. You will go back. And I wouldn't do that. Let her.
Mm-hmm.
She will learn something from that. If more people would hold people accountable for their actions and be very disciplined, they're actually, that's kind of a natural part of the order of how we learn. If nobody stands up to us when we're doing wrong, how are we going to know?
Right.
A lot of times we do know, but mm-hmm. some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all experienced that where we have to cross a boundary to get pushed back.
Right.
It's a natural, it's what animals do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we all do. We're animals too. We have language. We have, you know, we have to understand, we have to make it very simple
mm-hmm.
and look at it this way. If it was an animal, right, would it be good for that cub to just hang out with the mom all the time? They don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the job of the parent.
No.
When the child is no longer helpless, they don't need you for that.
No, it starts going out and exploring and
right.
doing its own.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can have a different relationship with them, but you can also be very proud of what you did by watching how they succeed.
Mm-hmm.
By watching how they handle failure
mm-hmm.
and know that you had a part in that and
right.
feel very proud of that.
Right.
That's what she should feel.
Right.
That's normal.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel it, learn.
Right.
And do not put that on your kids.
Yeah.
Period. The girlfriend sounds great. Don't let your mother manipulate you into thinking your girlfriend caused any of this. Because then that makes you an asshole.
Yeah.
Because she's not.
I completely agree.
And I would not bring the girlfriend over to the mother. I would not promote that at all. I would
mm-hmm.
I would let your girlfriend off the hook with that woman.
Yeah.
Because she's probably not nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly, whatever she said was just shocking.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
Well, that's classy, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I know.
What a... Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd be really hurt by that if
so
I was him.
So inappropriate. So...
That would hurt my feelings as her kid.
Yeah.
Like, you talk to my girlfriend that way?
Yeah.
Well, to her, that girlfriend's an extension of you and a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So she's messing with your girlfriend, too. So you don't want that. Keep the girlfriend away from her. And you stay away, too.
Yeah.
Because if you find someone in the world who loves you the right way, it doesn't matter if they're your parent. It doesn't matter where you're getting in that. Well, it does if you're, it's your sister and yeah. It's weird. Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't mean that. God, the world is so fucked up right now. If I have to say that, but like if you're lucky enough to meet someone who has no reason to care and just loves you for you mm-hmm. enough to say that, great. Like, what a great person. And even if you don't stay with her forever, what a great relationship you had with this person.
Yeah, where it helps you to see something yeah. really important.
That person's going to be your friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's your friend, too. Yeah. Boy, now that's the way your mother, you would want a mother. This would be a good mother, this girl. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't care what happened to your mother. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not responsible for what happened to your mother.
Yeah.
If she needs to talk or something, she should talk to a therapist.
Yeah.
Not her child.
Yeah.
But I bet you she's crossed all kinds of boundaries in that relationship. Well,
these three examples seem right. very, you know.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. And my dad's like that. Mm-hmm. But not like that. But like that. I mean, he's just as bad in a different way.
Yeah.
Because he's got problems too. But yeah, that I learned from my own father. mm-hmm. What I will and will not tolerate. And I'm fine with it. And you stick to those boundaries. You don't change. It's never going to change. She's not changing.
No.
The only way you will ever know if she's changed is if she comes back in a way where she honors every boundary you set for her. Mm-hmm. It's like a test.
Yeah.
And if she really cares, she will wait forever. Mm-hmm. Because you're her kid.
Yeah.
You don't owe that to her.
Okay, this one's short and it's just kind of funny.
Okay.
So the user's name is 615 Hunch O 615.
Okay. Wrote it down.
So last week, some idiot backed into my car. So last week, some idiot backed into my car while I was parked and put a big dent in my door. I'm honestly surprised my door even opens. They also knocked my front bumper down a little bit.
How nice of them.
He was obviously at fault, so his insurance company reached out, and the soonest a repair shop can fix it is in a month due to short supply. I have a date tonight, and I'm feeling super insecure about it. I'm contemplating taking an Uber there because it's embarrassing as hell driving around, nonetheless driving someone else around in it.
Rent a car.
Any advice? Am I being ridiculous?
No, what do I do? Rent a car. It's not that expensive for a day to rent a car.
Okay.
I might do that. I don't think it's going to be, I don't know where he lives or anything, but an Uber or a rental car, it's probably going to be around the same price.
Okay.
Just rent a car, if you can. How old is he?
It doesn't say how old.
Yeah, because you have to be like 26 somewhere or 24. It depends on the state. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're like that. They just don't want you to wreck it, I guess.
Right.
Statistically. But I would do that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. What's the event? What is he going to do?
Just like a first date, I guess.
Can you meet?
He says, do I just acknowledge it and explain it beforehand? Is it kind of funny or am I weird to be insecure about it?
I might rent a car. That okay. would be my number one option. That okay. would I would go for. Because then you don't have to feel any of that.
Uh-huh.
And you just say, oh, this is a rental. My car's in the shop. That's uh-huh. fine. Just, I mean, you know, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. It would just be nicer for you.
Yeah.
To have control over where you go, what time, you know, you would just mm-hmm. feel better. More confident. Or if it's really easy, if you can set up a date where people just meet.
Right.
That would be great too. She'd probably be fine with that if she's not an idiot. Like, yeah. What do these women expect?
I don't know.
What are they in their party dress and their heels and like, and you have to put like a coat over a rain, like one of those puddles. What and like, come on now.
But that's a great question because it never even occurred to me, like, why would he be driving her in the first, like, wouldn't they meet at a restaurant and then like kind of leave?
Oh, no, but that's just chivalrous.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's true.
That asshole.
I don't know.
No, not that they, yeah, but why does he have to drive her? Well, I just think he's being a gentleman.
Yeah, because I'm like, if he doesn't even, because it doesn't seem like he knows this person, because like, I imagine if he knew this person, he wouldn't feel this insecure about it. It seems like he's trying to make a good first impression.
Okay, well, you know what? So if honestly, for me, mm-hmm. really, I would just say, what happened to my car?
Uh-huh.
And I probably say I'm not comfortable driving it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have a car and reschedule.
Uh-huh.
But if it's months away or something, that's awful. They should give you a rental through the insurance company.
They should. That's
I have
no point.
Idea why you're driving that. That's usually part of insurance. Mm-hmm. Is a rental. A loaner?
Mm-hmm.
So it must be crap insurance that the other guy had. What a pain, huh?
Yeah.
Why should you have to feel anything about that? I mean, it's a pain in the rear for you, obviously, but that's the way I would feel if I was the girl. I'd feel like, oh, I feel bad for him. And then I'd probably offer to drive.
Yeah.
Or I'd let him drive my car.
Yeah.
If that, yeah, I'd be totally fine with that. Well, if I didn't know him, I wouldn't let him drive my car. Sorry. That's smart. Mm. Don't let anyone, just anyone, drive your car. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that was dumb. But I would want to.
Right.
You know, that would be my instinct. I probably would, actually. But I can see why that's stupid, actually, because, you know, what if he sucks at driving? I don't think he does, though, but I don't know. That's a tangent. What do you think?
I think that's good advice. I mean, for me, I...
Just bring a scooter. Yeah. Two scooters.
To me, I agree with you. I would just meet the person there. Or, honestly, it could be kind of a funny story.
The like Segways?
The Segways.
Be hilarious and weird.
But I would actually, I mean, that'd be kind of a funny story if you're just meeting somebody and they, like, I don't know, I wouldn't find that embarrassing to have, but I can see why he might not want to drive in that.
Does he have
but
a friend that he could borrow his car? Or?
That'd be nice. Yeah.
I would never ask to borrow my friend's car, but I feel like guys do that. But that might just be idiotic because I wouldn't do that.
They do in Friday Night Lights.
Right. No, yeah, it seems like a thing people do that I would never do and no one does with me. So I don't know, maybe there's more to that.
Right.
But I suppose if you asked a friend, like me, why would you care? You don't even know she's that great.
That's true.
Why go to all that trouble?
It's a lot of trouble.
I like it. I like this. Like, who cares? But I just don't know. Are the women that are worth being with that shallow?
That's the thing.
Are those the relationships that last or that are good for anybody?
I don't think so.
Don't you want to know who they are?
Right. I would.
And this is a good test. You didn't bump into your own car.
No, certainly not.
And if she can't meet you or cope with that, that's her problem. It's not your problem.
Please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to Girlfriend Translator, or hop
Except
over
for
to
certain places,
or hop over to Apple Podcasts and dump a review,
hop
then exit as soon as possible.
Just zip on over.
Second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The link is in the show notes, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you, and we will see you
later
for episode 24.
Yeah.